Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Fair Parenting Podcast. First up, some news. We're going to have some guests on the podcast. A few interesting people have contacted me, and it should make some for some good episodes in the near future. You can be one of them. If you'd like to be a guest, please let me know. You can tweet me at fairparentinguk or email at podcast@fairparenting.co.uk. Wherever you are and whatever you do, if you have a story or perspective on fair parenting, your voice matters. One in particular guest that we're going to have on soon is going to be talking about some movies to do with parenting, and I'm really looking forward to that. We've got other guests lined up who are also very interesting to talk about specific issues in parenting and family court, and I'm really looking forward to that. In this episode, I just want to revisit one idea from episode 1, and that was to do with simplification of the family court and family law process. Ray Dalio, who I mentioned last time, is somebody who analyses economics, financial markets, and life in general, and in his book Principles, he has simplified things, and much of his life deals with complex systems. He has a way of looking at problems and determining that this is another one of those, is a phrase that he often uses. However much it may feel that our problems are unique, it's for sure that somebody else somewhere has had those problems. Problems are not unique, and so Ray has found a way of distilling a problem and saying in his own life, this is another one of those, and then coming up with an approach that he's perhaps used in the past to deal with it. Another example is that film experts say that all movies are derived from one of 7 stories. I don't know what the stories are, but I've heard it said. So the idea that complex human interaction cannot be streamlined or simplified in the family court, I think is wrong, and I think it can be. For example, people who commit other offences have all sorts, for example, in a criminal court, have all sorts of reasons and defences. But in the end, it all boils down to, are they guilty? And what is the outcome? For all the complexity of parenting, we can simplify the court process to speed things up for parents and children. I'd like to run through 6 recommendations I have for improving things. Number 1, 50-50 shared care should be the default starting point, unless there's compelling evidence to the contrary or support from social services, police, etc. So, from the first hearing of a case in the family court, if there's no evidence for allegations, 50-50 care is ordered with perhaps CAFCAS or another body monitoring. At the moment, fighting back from possibly 0% contact is too hard and it takes too long. People end up in contact centres, etc. It can create a status quo after which the court thinks a child is more used to one parent and so should stay there. Okay, recommendation number 2. False allegations and perjury should have consequences in court. I've heard that in Holland, the family courts can switch custody if they find evidence of false allegations. If you know more about that, please get in touch. I'd love to do an episode on that or just hear more about it. What should those consequences be in the English courts? I don't know. Switch of custody, prison, fines, community service, that can be determined by the courts themselves. Guidelines can be put in place for that sort of thing. But for now, I just think anything would be an improvement from what we've got. It would send a signal and deter misdeeds. Recommendation number 3. It's similar, but it deals with broken court orders. The family court must see broken court orders every day. Why is it allowed to continue with little or no consequence? As a result of false allegations and broken court orders, perjury, etc., being treated softly in the family court, a playbook is developed which malicious parents can use to win a case, slow things down, build a status quo, and get legal aid. That should not be the case. Recommendation number 4. Family court cases need to be prioritised to speed them up and avoid unnecessary delays, because that just isn't good for children. For a child and its parents to be in the court system for years on end is usually wrong, Most cases do not need to be like that. I was once 6 months between court hearings, and most recently has been even longer than that. There's no reason for it, and it certainly doesn't help the child. Nobody wants to be in the court system for longer than needed. Recommendation number 5. It should be a criminal offence to stop contact between a child and a parent without good reason and support from at least one of police, court, CAFCAS, etc. Many parents who cannot afford solicitors or who cannot navigate support services or the legal system on their own lose contact with their children based purely on the say-so of a malicious parent. That should never happen. Recommendation number 6, the last one. No parent should be allowed to relocate their child without parental agreement or a court order. And there should be repercussions in court, including possible change of who the child lives with, if this is breached. At the moment, it's too easy for a nasty parent to relocate a child hundreds of miles away without any consequence. I know in Britain, parental responsibility says both parents should agree before a child is moved, but frankly, parental responsibility is perhaps not worth the paper it's written on in practice. Taking all the 6 recommendations, all parents should know they cannot relocate a child far away without agreement, they cannot make false allegations or stop contact without good reason, and they cannot lie in court. If they do, there should be consequences, including possible switching of child residence. I think if we did one of these recommendations, it would massively improve things. If we did all of them, it would transform the system and make many court cases simply disappear because they're unnecessary. If you disagree with any of these, please let me know. And if you agree or have any of your own, please let me know. It'd be great to discuss them with you. We need to send a signal that malicious parents won't do well in a family court. At the moment, the system seems to reward misdeeds, and a playbook has developed that is used relentlessly by some malicious parents. CAFCAS and the court should have well-established and well-known guiding principles with recommendations on how to handle false allegations and alienating behaviour. That would massively simplify and streamline things and give more confidence to targeted parents, and it would help deter abusers. In short, it would improve the outcomes for millions, and it would cost very little to implement. I'm not giving a one-size-fits-all solution. We can't do that. But I do think it's possible to reach a one-size-fits-most. And I think that is true and would benefit so many. At the moment, we have a system that generates public and private expense, generates delays that leave parents and children in limbo, and just generally clogs up the legal system. In short, we have a recipe for disaster, and that's what we get. We don't need to make the system perfect, but small improvements can be made that would have a massive effect for millions. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Just a short episode this time. Thanks for listening, and please let me know what you think.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.